I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it. What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's our Super Bowl hangover show. It's our President's Day weekend show. It's our Valentine's Day show. We are live coming to you from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. It is the perfect time of year for the WatchEveryGame.com box. You got NCAA hoops, NHL, NBA, and as Vicky reminds us, all the Oscar-nominated movies are on WatchEveryGame.com. I'm second half Chaz along with Steve on the board. This week we have Johnny D in house.
Hey, man, it's, as always, great to be here, and I'm getting over my Super Bowl hangover. I understand Cam Newton still having nightmares of Von Miller chasing him around, but, you know, what are you going to do?
We've got a couple kids his age in our house, so the whole mumbling and not answer the question is something I'm used to. I didn't know what the big deal was. We've got it all covered. Listen to this. That's all the sheets I got. If you hit the Tropicana this morning when they put out the sheets, Johnny, you could literally pull a muscle. There's so many things that we could talk about this weekend. And
for starters, there are 100 college hoops games today on the board, too.
Exactly. We're going to go over those. We've got it all covered. And over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many sports and as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. As always, callers wanted, winners are preferred. Hey, let's go out to Hector. Hector, you said you wanted to talk some Aztec hoops?
Absolutely, guys. Good morning. I'm all stoked about the Aztecs this season. I'm getting over my Super Bowl hangover myself. I kind of wish that Peyton Manning would have said that he would have pulled a Lou Gehrig and just retired on the spot, but I guess you'd rather go with, like, the money and promote Budweiser, but whatever, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? They talk about that all the time and when's the right time to do it. And, you know what, if you're a Bronco fan, just enjoy.
Yeah, don't overthink it. He'll make up his mind pretty soon. But, yeah, the Aztecs, I'm all stoked about it. I'd given up on the season when they lost to USD, our hated rival, and then they lost to Grand Canyon University. I think it's an online school. I don't even know if they have a cheerleader.
It is. I think it is.
Yeah, but pretty much, even though they lost to Fresno State by 1 point a couple of days ago, I'm going to go see them today, tonight against Air Force. I think they're 6.5 favorites. I'm going to take that easy to bounce back from their loss by 1 point to Fresno State.
Hey, good pick. And, can we get a camera shot over here on this Aztecs jersey?
Johnny is wearing the colors. I left my hat at home. But you know what's funny, Hector? The other night, it was a weird situation. In the first half of that game, the Aztecs had, you know, both halves, they had big leads. But they had a big lead. They were up, I think, by 10 or 12. And they got down to the wire. Now, the over-under for the first half was 59.5, and they were given 2. They had the ball with, 5 seconds left. Now, they were up by 1, but they're given 2. So if they hit the basket, they cover. But if you had the under, you lose, and it turns out they missed. They never even got a shot off.
Yeah, I saw that. That was brutal to watch. So I'm going to go root for them today with the show, sit next to the show. And, guys, hopefully they win. Go Aztecs.
All right, go get them, buddy.
Later.
Yeah, Johnny, you know what? We're big Aztec fans. And being an Aztec fan, kind of like being a Charger fan, hasn't really had a great history. But the last 4 or 5 years, both – they've been a bowl game every year.
Hey, we've been to the tournament, Sweet 16s.
And the basketball is a raucous environment. However, they do start slow, these teams. They start slow. Yeah. Beat themselves up.
And Hector, keep listening. We've got a couple of other big games to talk about today.
Yeah, so what are they, Johnny?
Well, the game of the day is number 3, Kansas at number 6, Kansas at number 3, Oklahoma. these two teams played a month ago a triple overtime game.
That's why they're calling it the rematch. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Oklahoma's a 5-point favorite at home, and I'll give you my pick right now. I like Oklahoma to get it done this time over the Jayhawks.
Yeah, here's what I want. We have, you know, we work with a lot of sports bars, and we're excited about some of the things we're going to be doing. So one of the things we're talking about is maybe on Saturdays going straight from here to an after party. Well, guess what? At 9 o'clock, Kentucky at South Carolina, pretty good game. TCU at number 10, West Virginia. But there is a game that you may not have circled. Drake, 1 o'clock our time, 4 o'clock Eastern at Southern Illinois. I wish Tommy was here because he knows all the nicknames. I'm not sure what the Drake nicknames are.
Southern Illinois Salukis, maybe?
There you go.
I don't know.
So here's what we've got in front of me. All right, I've got the futures for the Stanley Cup. Odds to win the Stanley Cup as of this morning. I've got the futures for the NCAA tournament. Who's going to win it all in March Madness? I've got futures for the NBA championship. But my favorite one here, The Big Short, Spotlight, The Revenant, The Martian, Mad Max, Fury Road, Room, Bridges of Spies, Brooklyn, the Oscars, Sunday, February 28th, 8 o'clock. We're going to do some early lines on the Oscars. I don't know if you remember, Johnny, but last year I hit the, what's the songs when they sing and they get Grammys? I hit the Grammy album of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Beck was 820, beat Beyonce, and there was a little controversy. Huh. But the money was in my account, so I did not worry about the controversy. Then tomorrow there's a little thing that where they go back and forth a lot, that NBA All-Star game.
Guess oh, yeah.
Guess what the over is?
Yeah, I was going to mention that 317 and a half. I guess they had to add that half. But is that the highest
I'm not
I've
sure.
ever seen? In...
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. We'll have to talk up to Wes because Wes is always.
I mean, the highest in any basketball game.
Wes is always about buying the hook.
It's Kobe's last game, you know.
We'll have to see if Wes buys the hook to get it up to 318.
Kobe's last All-Star game.
All right, so then. Here's what we've got for the All-Star game. They've got a skills challenge. They've got a three-point contest. They've got a slam dunk contest. And then, of course, the All-Star MVP. These are all things that you can bet on.
Yep.
It's you know, Las Vegas doesn't let the fact that the Super Bowl is over slow them down, Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you want to talk about one of those right now?
Yeah, go for it.
You know, 3-point contest tonight. Steph Curry, that guy hits could hit 3-pointers with a blindfold on. But I like a kind of a long shot. J.J. Redick at 5-1. I've seen this kid heat up before over the years many times, and when he's in a zone, he could easily win this thing. I like him at 5-1.
Dude could shoot. There's no ifs, really ands, or buts about it. He could shoot the ball.
No Clippers.
Yeah, you know what? And that's one of the things when you look at Steph Curry at -115. That it almost is. It's too low. It's too low. There's no value there for me. You know, I'm gonna like you said. I would agree with you 100%. You look at the Chris Bosh is 35-1.
Hmm.
Wow. I wonder what he's doing in there. You got Chris Middleton at 20-1. James Harden 15-1. James Harden could shoot the ball too.
Yeah,
he can shoot the ball. Kyle Lowry 12-1. Devin Booker 11-1. As you said, J.J. Redick 5-1. Klay Thompson. Now that could be a sleeper too, because you know there's a couple times in the last month when Stephen Curry was struggling, Klay Thompson did okay for himself.
It's interesting having teammates in this contest.
So they're pretty good. And then of course the MVP. If you are looking at who the favorite is, you nailed it already. It's Kobe. At 2-1, because you know they're going to be giving them all the love. As hard as they compete against each other, they're not afraid to back off when they have to either. And then we've got a couple ponies. Now, remember, if you're going to Striders downtown this weekend, or if you're going to head over to Caliente or the Tropicana, anywhere where you're going to be betting the ponies, there are two races this weekend. There is today the... Is El Camino Real from Golden Gate? Don't quote me on that one. Let me see here. Yeah, I think it's the El Camino Real from Golden Gate Field. It is the seventh race, so we're hoping to have Joe from Connecticut, maybe Squeak, Ziggy, you're supposed to call in. We'll check with them at break at 8:15. We've got Tommy calling in at 8:30. We've got Mo calling in. Now, Mo, if you listen back to the show last week, Mo nailed the Super Bowl. He just I listened back. And, of course, hindsight, Johnny, as you know, is a pretty easy way to look at things in life. But he did. He nailed it. He was all over Denver, told us why, and everything he said was absolutely right. And then Monday is President's Day, big skiing weekend. However, there's also a $500,000 race. This is at Oak Lawn Park, and it's kind of funny because some of the races early in the day are $21,000 purses, but for the feature, Johnny, it's $500,000 for three-year-olds, and there are 14 of them running. A lot of opportunities when you have 14 babies. These are all babies. But we're on the road to the Triple Crown, and we're going to be following these prep races. I don't know if you realize it, Johnny, but they've hit every one. Every single prep race, and there's been, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. There's been five up to now. Either Squeak, me, Ziggy, or Joe from Connecticut have hit every single one. So,
hey, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to point out one thing to our listeners. There isn't another show like this one anywhere in the world that I know of. We're not selling you our picks. We're just a bunch of guys who like to wager a little in sports and help each other out. We're like a support group. So take your notes, write down a bunch of winners we throw out on the show.
It really is amazing, Johnny D. It really is amazing. And we talk all the time. I was talking to somebody in Vegas this week about how when we do go on the air, it's not our picks, and it's some opinions, don't get me wrong, but the listeners, the callers, what I like to call the public has given us just a ton of winners, and it started right away with Hector. Hector's given us a lot of winners.
Yeah, he cashed last weekend. Yeah,
he was on Denver right off the bye week in between. He said Denver. I don't know if it was his Pittsburgh love or whatever. But so when we come back, we're going to have Tommy. I think Tommy wants to talk a little baseball futures. I don't have any baseball futures in front of me, mostly because I couldn't fit anything more in my bag. And then he wants to talk some horses as well. And like I said, I'm really excited for the ponies. When you get back, we're going to have Tommy. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how sixbetsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. In studio, we have Johnny D.
Hey, right here with you.
When you call in 866-405-1717, you'll talk to Steve on the board. And it looks like Tommy has done exactly that. How is your post-Super Bowl hangover doing, Tommy?
Not a lot to go with this weekend, huh?
You got any big plans for the lovely lady on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'm going to buy her some cheap costume jewelry so I can road trip anytime I want.
There you go. It's all about getting on the road, baby.
He does his Magic Mike impersonation every Valentine's Day, too. I know she looks forward to that.
All right, so real quick, before we get into what you're thinking, have you seen any of these Best Picture movies yet?
The Revenant's going to win that. You know, it's just a much better movie than everything else.
Now, on my line, it's the second choice.
Really?
Yeah. Spotlight, plus 125. The Revenant, plus 150. The Big Short, plus 160. And then everything else is a bomb.
The Big Short was my favorite of those. Yeah. I saw all of them.
And, you know, that's the best part, I think, about having one of those WatchEveryGame.com boxes at home is it does take the heat off of me. Because, you know, we've got a couple other TVs in the house, so I set Vicky up with the movies she can watch in advance of the Oscar night. She thinks we're watching movies, and I'm just doing data research.
was Dirty Grandpa nominated?
Not yet.
No, but that movie was hilarious.
Oh, it, you know what? It really is. And he's such a, De Niro's such a great actor. You know, he really is.
It's our football.
All right, so Tommy, hold on 1 second, because you know what? I want to talk to Jonathan from San Antonio, because he was so adamant about Von Miller and the defense and the MVP. Then when someone nails it, when someone nails it, you got to give them their kudos, you know?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations again.
Thank you very much, man. It's not too often where you can nail a game like that, so...
No, and you know what? It started exactly how you needed it to start, because that first, you know, we talked about it on the show, the first strip sack right in the end zone.
I said something about a defensive touchdown maybe happening, and it happened on the second possession, I think, that Carolina had the ball, something like that, so...
No doubt about it. So here's where we're at. This is Jonathan from San Antonio. He's given us a ton of winners. I've got Johnny's laughing. I got sheets in front of me for like 19 different things. What is on your agenda? If you were walking to the Tropicana right now, the sports book at the Tropicana, what would you be grabbing? What sheets?
Right now, I'm going to grab the college basketball sheet. I got about 5 games for the day.
Beautiful.
Really.
So let me grab my sheet. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so I'll give you guys 2 picks. They're both actually the early games today. I got an 11 a.m. tip-off or 9 a.m. tip-off in Northern Iowa at Wichita State. They're going in at plus 14 underdogs. Wichita State's really turned it around. They kind of started struggling a little bit at the beginning. They're playing really good basketball. But so is you and I. Their defense has really buckled down. They're only allowing 59 points the last 5 games. I do not think they're going to win this game outright. So please grab the points. It's a nice little spread right there. So that's probably my game of the day.
All right. So that starts as soon as we get off the air, guys. It's on ESPN2. It is Northern Iowa at number 25, Wichita State. And the big home dogs, but you like the points.
I love the points on that. Yes, I wouldn't take them outright, but I love the points. The other game I like is Siena. I think Siena's a real contender here. They're actually, the last time, last few games, they've actually kind of dominated their opponents and then gone in as underdogs. Like, I think last time I got them at, like, a plus five. So I think Siena is going to be, you're getting them at 7.5 today. They are on the road as well.
Plus, if you look, Jonathan, on those on that game, that's Siena. It's a 2 o'clock start. It says ESPN 3.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. But the over-under on the total letters needed to spell both of those schools is under double digits, 9.5. It's Siena at Iona.
Yeah. The thing you got to worry about on Iona is they do have one of the best. I think he's one of the best point guards in the nation. He's the most underrated. Nobody knows of him. AJ English, that guy's going to go to the league. He's that good. But I think Siena's a better team, and they're going to cover the 7.5. But going in as underdogs, I mean, Iona's 10-1 at home, which is why I think they're getting that kind of big spread. But it's kind of too big because Siena's been playing well on the road as well. So I think, yeah, I'm going with 2 dogs today, you and I, plus 14, Siena at plus 7.5. And then I will give you guys one more game, and that's going to be – I'm taking another road dog, guys. I'm taking James Madison. James Madison, they're at plus. I think
what
I got
time, what time is that game?
That game is going to be at 2 o'clock my time, so 12 o'clock. I think 12 o'clock. I have it at 2 o'clock, and I'm in Texas. So
they're at UNC Wilmington.
Yes. Both teams are really really competitive in their conference. I think it's going to be a really good, highly contested game. UNC Wilmington is 10-0 last 10, but James Madison is 8-2, and they're also 8-2 against the spread, and UNC Wilmington is 7-3 against the spread in the last 10. So that being said, I think that they're both teams that cover the spread. In a situation like that when they're very competitive, I got to take the points again. So I got him at 7. I think this morning it went down to 6.5.
Wow, three big time. That's like 28 points you're taking. That's nothing wrong with that, Johnny.
Hey, I got one more quick one to throw at you. Appreciate you calling in. Kentucky Wildcats at South Carolina. The young Wildcats are 2-point favorites on the road. Gamecocks are 13-0 at home, 14-3 against the spread, last 17 at home. I like the South Carolina Gamecocks plus a couple of points today.
There you go. Four dogs. All right, Jonathan, you hit these three. We're going to come up with a doggy nickname for you.
All right, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. Hey, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
We just got four dogs given out in like 13 seconds.
I heard that.
And, of course, know what? We're not afraid to take dogs on the money line.
You know, Spurrier is too good a coach to get points. Oh, wait, we're not talking about football. He doesn't coach anymore.
Who's the head coach?
So Tommy, you know what? You went to the gym this morning at the Tropicana. You did your 80 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever you do. You
70
insane.
Minutes.
Yeah. And then you go and you're going to hit you're going to grab the sheets for us on the way back to the room, and then we're going to get down there and get our bets in. What are we looking at?
Well, I was looking this morning. I was looking at the futures, MLB future to win the World Series. And I found an interesting Chicago Cubs, believe it or not, who haven't won a World Series since 1908, are the 7-1 favorites.
I heard that
to win the
this
World
week.
Series this year,
yep.
Which I thought was phenomenal. You know, I mean, the Cubs, they don't win the World Series. I mean, that's why they're the Cubs.
They had a great season. Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young Award winner.
And they went pretty deep. They went pretty deep.
It's going to be a fun year for the Cubs fans.
I'm not seeing they're not a team on the come. They definitely are. They have good, but they're the Cubs. So I'm going to go against history and take another bet. The San Francisco Giants are 10-1 to win the whole ball of wax. So 100 gets you 1,000. I like that better than.
Well, they've done it. They've done it once or twice before.
They've won twice in the last 6 years.
Three, I think. Three and five. Three. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I like that. And there's a sneaky little team that plays in the Bronx, and I think they're called the New York Yankees, and they are actually 16-1 to win the World Series. Now, when was the last time the Yankees were 16-1 to win the World Series?
Yeah, no. And remember, last year they were paid to be dogs, and they started pretty good.
That's worth a few shekels. They signed that closer from the Reds who throws 106 miles per hour. Chapman?
Their starters only have to pitch 5 innings.
Yep.
They have the last 4 innings are taken care of. But fortunately, the Yankee starters can only go 5 innings.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to say, if you only go 4 1/3, it causes your team some grief. Hey, yeah, Tommy, hold on 1 second before we go. I want to go out to Joe in Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
You're back from Florida?
Back from Florida, back from a, you know, little heartbreaking pick 3 I had going on there. But, you know, we're rebounding. I got some coin to go at it this weekend.
How was Gulfstream? Nice?
Oh, Gulfstream, I haven't been there since probably I was 10 years old, and it was beautiful. They changed everything. We left a couple days after about the 8 race. Would go to a restaurant out there, and you could bet in the restaurant. It was fantastic. It was a gambler's dream.
There you go. So I wanted to pick you up because we're going to be going into break. What I'm going to do, though, is when we come back from break, we're going to be talking some ponies. Tommy, did you get a chance to look at either of the prep races?
Yeah, I took a look at the Sam F. Davis. I can't get a hold of the Golden Gate card right now. But typically the Golden Gate horses don't end up making it to the Derby. But,
yeah,
you know,
and we'll talk about that, you know, because that's one of the things that I put on my notes is that, you know, you guys have given us nothing but winners. And all of a sudden, you know, if you can get the three sections of the country, the Florida horse, you know, the California horse, you can win 3 or 4 times with the same horse. And you know what? And then they all come to the Derby and you've cashed 9 or 12 tickets already.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I remember.
All right, Joe.
Ago,
you know what?
We're
going to go to break, Joe. So let me interrupt you. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're talking Kentucky Derby prep races on Sports Betting Weekly.
Go to Fuller Honda. They are there to help make your Honda dream a reality by bringing you an excellent selection of new and used Honda vehicles and great service to enhance your ownership experience. Their friendly, experienced staff will be happy to respond to any questions you may have about sales, service, or parts. Fuller Honda has the whole lineup, from the Accord to the Civic to the CR-V to the all-new Pilot. They have the right vehicle for your family. Best of all, this new Honda lineup features some of the best fuel economy on the market, along with contemporary styling at affordable prices. Stop into Fuller Honda today, and they will exceed your expectations from test drive to delivery. Their professional sales team is committed to a no-pressure, high-integrity approach to your ownership experience. Think Fuller Honda. Great prices, great selections, and great deals, where they've treated you like family for over 60 years. Auto Park Drive off the 805 in the Chula Vista Auto Park.
Ten straight victories. Mountain West Conference champions. Hawaii Bowl champions. Tied for most wins in a season. 6 straight bowl games. Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year, Donnell Pumphrey. And Defensive Player of the Year, DeMonte Casey, both returning. Aztec football season tickets are available now. Current season ticket holders can renew online. Make new season ticket holder order deposits now on GoAztecs.com. Call 619-283-7378 with question. Aztec football. Rise up.
Please donate your old computers and all your unwanted electronics, working or not, to Computers to San Diego Kids and help a San Diego child learn. 28% of San Diego households don't own a computer. C2SDK refurbishes computers and, with the help of San Diego schools, gets them to families with the most need. They also reuse or recycle unwanted electronics to aid in refurbishing efforts. Please also consider a tax-deductible cash donation. For more information, go to C2SDK.org. That's C2SDK.org.
If you have relatives or friends that live outside the country, let them know that they don't need to travel to Mexico to obtain their credential to vote abroad. Instead, they can now do it at some consulates. All they need to do is present their original birth certificate, photo ID, and proof of address abroad. For more information, go to ine.mx or call 01-800-433-2000. National Electoral Institute, INE. This Sunday, on the National Hour, they'll take you on a trip to Lagos de Moreno, Jalisco, and the Mole de Olla Festival, where they'll try a delicious plate of La Cuchala. Then, they'll go to Veracruz with a traveling photographer and celebrate the World Radio Day. And in music, Pandora. Sunday night at 10 p.m., it's the National Hour with Ileana Rodriguez and Pepe Campa. A production of the RTC of the Secretary of Government. Government of the Republic.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We have Johnny D in house.
Yeah, great to be with you.
Phone lines are full and, more importantly, full of winners. So right now we've got Mo on hold. We're going to get out to Mo. Mo is another one. My God, if you go back and you listen to our Super Bowl 50 show, Mo called that game so beautifully, you would think he was in sports radio. Oh, he is. Never mind. All right, so Joe, Connecticut, Tommy. There are sections of the country where they generate horses that go to the Derby. So you got California, you got Florida, you got New York, and then you kind of got the middle of the country.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Now, what Joe from Connecticut mentioned to us before break was that the Golden Gate horse normally doesn't win the Derby. And a lot of times, it's really this race that they're going to be up the El Camino Real. They're going to go down later on, and they're going to hop into the Santa Anita races, right?
Yeah, usually they try to, they use this race to piggyback into the Santa Anita Derby. The big problem lately is about 7 years ago, Golden Gate switched their dirt surface to a Tapeta surface, which is Southern California went to this a while ago, too.
The synthetic.
Where it's basically like ground-up tires and recyclables, and it doesn't play like normal dirt. So this is essentially a totally different surface.
Yeah, and that has been, remember, when you've only got six horses in a race, and one of them dies, you only have five horses left. So they try it anything. I know Del Mar went through two or three tracks, you know?
Yeah, they keep pulling it up, and it has done better. It hasn't done, I don't think, as well as they thought. I think they thought it was going to play like dirt, and it happened to play close to the turf. So they've had some issues with consistency, but it's been healthier for the horses.
No doubt. Now, so Tommy, when you look at those parts of the country, and I'm going to break them down because you got down south in the middle. You got Louisiana Derby. You got four or five. How many different regions would you say there are?
There's probably like four major regions. There's the Northeast. There's the Southeast. There's California, and then the central of the country, your Ohio's, your Illinois. Remember, War Emblem came out of the Illinois Derby.
Right. Now, we've been doing this Derby thing for a long, long time, way before we were doing radio. So, Tommy, in terms of your recollection, what region really is the one that is the strongest, or two, top two?
The top two would be California and Florida.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, Joe. You know what? When we isolate these regions, you can have – it's almost like the final four in your brackets. You can, you can ride one team from each region and get all four in the final four. Well, guess what? They've played, what, four games up to that point? It's the same thing with the Derby. There are going to be at least three prep races before the Derby for every horse.
So you're able to create some value using those horses because eventually they meet up and all of a sudden you're getting 10-1 on a horse that's won three in a row.
And you've been also following them so you know where they're at in terms of, you don't have to watch the videos because you've basically been betting on them. And if we're able to do what I think we can do, we can bang them 9 or 12 times. We could have 9 or 10 cashes before the Derby. That would not a bad way, Tommy, to be going to that first Saturday in May.
Nope. I like a horse, actually, in El Camino today.
All right, so we're going to start with Tommy. And again, you listen to Sports Betting Weekly. You want to get on the line. It's 866-405-1717. If you have any thoughts, you can go to Twitter at SB Weekly. Of course, the Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. What we're looking at here is our run for the roses, and we're going to start. Tommy, we're looking at the Golden Gate race.
Yeah, the El Camino Real.
What are you thinking?
I like an exacta box here. I like box number 12, Frank Conversation, trained by Doug O'Neill. Doug O'Neill's up there. And then you always have to look for Hollendorfer up there in Northern California. And Hollendorfer's got a horse in here, Mr. Coker,
written by Santiago Gonzalez, and he's 9-2. Should be a decent little payout if it comes in.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Let's see here. On the morning line, it's showing that you got a 2-1 and a 9-2. So you got the first and the third, you know. But again, as Joe from Connecticut mentioned, when you get down to the final races, the big ones that are the last race before the Derby and the Derby, the horses that were 9-2, like you said, they're 11-1.
And the funny thing about it, Mr. Coker, is usually, you know, if it's a Hollendorfer up in Northern California, Russell Bayes will be on him, but he's not even riding in the race. So that'll tell you he must think something about it.
No doubt about it. All right. So, Joe, from Connecticut, you mentioned something about another race.
Yeah, so there's the Sam F. Davis today at Tampa Downs, which it isn't a super prep race, but there's no points given out for Derby ramifications. But a lot of horses will use it as a springboard. Pletcher's got a couple horses in it and such.
Talk to us.
A horse I really like is the 6. He's 4-1 morning line. It's a short field. I think there's a lot of variables going into the race regarding the Pletcher horses, regarding Grand Motion's horse that's shipping in. He's 4-1 in the 6-horse field. A favorite ahead of him never ran on the regular dirt. A couple other horses have failed or are just coming out of maiden races, coming off layoffs. This horse one last time at the track. He's stretching out. I do have a tendency to bet horses that are on the lead a little bit more. I just think in today's game, you got to be in the race if you want to win it. It's not like Four Goes Around or Monarcos where they're inhaling 15 horses in the top of the stretch anymore. You got to be in the race. And he won last time at the track. You get the local jockey in Daniel Centeno. And I think you're going to get 5-1 on him. I think you could create some value with some multi-race wagers with him. And that's where I lean towards. His name's Morning Fire, the 6.
There really is, and that's, you know, you guys have bet with me before at the track. It's nothing better than, you know, hitting the race, cashing, and now you have the double or the triple or the pick three or whatever you want to call it going. It really is a great way to kind of string it out. But it's no different than when we do our multi-game parlays over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know?
Yeah, and you really can create some value. Last weekend I had a pick three going at Gulfstream, and I had a $12 horse with a $20 horse, and I needed it at 2-1 to pick up $1,000.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
He didn't come through. But, you know, you create some value by hitting a couple winners in a row.
That's usually how it goes. All right, Joe, now listen, do me a favor. If you get a chance and you're going to do anything with the Oaklawn Stakes, it's the Southwest. It's a $500,000 race on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's on Monday. They that's President's Day, right?
Yeah, so put it on Twitter, put it on Facebook. We'll follow and we'll get some action, and we'll talk to you then.
We'll talk then. I'll have some winners for you.
So, Tommy, anything else?
No, that'll wrap up. Take the over in the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, well, you going to buy the hook?
No, I will not.
Get it down to 317?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put $4 on the over and then not watch the game.
There you go. Check your account in the morning. All right, buddy, we'll talk.
All right, God bless.
It's his bankroll game.
Yeah,
huh?
Before we go out to Mo, let's get Squeak on the line. Squeak, do you got anything on your agenda today?
Hey, morning, Squeak.
Yes.
Before we do anything, Squeak, I got to ask you, what was the weather when you woke up this morning?
It's fucking cold. It's frigging cold.
7 seconds. 7 seconds, man. What are you doing to me?
It's no, really cold out, Chad.
I talked to somebody, one of our listeners. It was 8. I forget who it was or where it was. It was 8.
I was out in shorts because I went to play racquetball, so I went out in shorts.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness! So what do you got on the what's on your agenda? If you were I know you you still play poker, right?
I do, but not too much anymore.
Say we're at the Tropicana. We're at the Tropicana. You got a tournament. You're going to start at 10 o'clock, but you want to get some action in case you get to the final table. What are you looking at today?
Well, I looked at the 2-3-year-old races. They don't do nothing for me, but I think the guys that were talking, because I was able to hear them over the phone,
yep.
I would go with Mr. Coker, and I would probably use one of the Pletcher horses, probably the Gettysburg horse. We won his maiden with speed and against, you know, horses that you don't know what they're going to do. That's what I would go with. But I like at Santa Anita, there's this horse. It's the second race. I can find it. It's a maiden race. called Blick's Curve. The horse is listed 8-1. But you had to see its last race. It looks terrible. But its last race, if you saw it, you'd be like, this horse got a shot. So it's not running against anything.
So it's the and second race in Santa Anita.
So that's sort of Blick's Curve. He's the 5 in the second.
Number
he
five.
He looks good. And I like later in the day, Yahiwa, however you say that horse's name. It's find the race. It's the 7 horse in race 8. Besides that, I hope I'm not around the TV too much because I'll be just throwing even more money away.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? Hopefully you bang them early and, you know, you're playing with their money. Then it's you don't mind, you know, and again, I tell people all the time, it really is sports betting, ponies, whatever you want to, whatever you're gambling on. It is, Squeak, the only hobby that you can leave the house in shorts and come home with those same shorts on and more money in your pocket than you left with. Yeah.
I gotta say, there's a lot of good betting races today between Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita. I mean, I sit there with a TVG. I got some of them I went over, but you know what? There's a lot of good races to bet today.
Yeah, and then, and don't forget, like I said to Joe from Connecticut, you get a chance. Hit us with the Twitter and the Facebook if something happens, because you know what? You don't. Ziggy texted us in. He didn't get his form yet. You get to the form after the show. Stick it online for us. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's the issue. One of the issues I got is getting the form and getting a chance to read it. So I guess, are they doing the second round of the Kentucky Derby futures? Does that start?
I you know what? We're going to be looking into that next week. I do not know. Right now we're just watching the individual races, but we're going to head to break, Squeak, so we'll talk to you next week.
And how about those Broncos?
There you go,
talk
baby.
To you later, Chad.
You're listening to the Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sportsbook. Books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in-house.
Hey, let me throw the phone number out one more time. I think we've got a few spots left. 1-866-405-1717.
We are coming to you live from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. It is President's Day weekend. It is Valentine's Day. We are offering championshipfootballs.com has got the Broncos ball. And Mo, you called that game.
Oh, hey, is it my turn?
Really well done.
You know, what can I say? It's what I do. Yeah, no, it just it looked that way the whole time. And, you know, just as I told you last week on the show, Von Miller was going to be the difference maker in disrupting Cam Newton. There's a faster, better linebacker in the league. And that's exactly what he did. And the Dolphins won by 10-plus points, which I told you last week that they would.
The early action on the Carolina Panthers was just so much that it was, in hindsight, it was an easy winner. But you know what? I got sucked right into it, too.
Oh, I mean, you know, it was just a feeling. That's why I thought favorite to me, you know, from the day that we found out the Super Bowl match to be. But, you know, that's why they play the games.
Yeah, and again, remember, it's championshipfootballs.com. It's not you had a good season footballs.com. It's not a way to go. You made us proud, footballs.com. You got to win. So the Carolina Super Bowl champion footballs got deleted, and the Denver footballs are in. Check out the autograph footballs to championshipfootballs.com. The promo code radio will knock $50 off your autograph football. Coolest present, Mo. They'll open that day guaranteed. And you've seen a few of them, so I think you know that.
That is a for sure. It was a got that day.
All right, so I'm asking everybody the same question. All right, we're all walking down the elevator. We're going down to the Tropicana Sportsbook. We're going to grab the sheets. You know what's on the board. I mean, you're on Twitter 724. It seems like you know the heartbeat of what's out there. What are you grabbing a sheet for?
One of the few that likes All-Star Game. I like the All-Star Game. Last night's feature obviously was a big, big number, but I the under this year. I have a feeling it's going to be the under in the All-Star game.
Well, and you know what? They got that number awful tonight. High.
Yeah, I hate to go against Tommy, but I'm with Mo on this one. 317.5 blows my mind. Jeez, somebody's got to play some defense.
Now, what's the setup? It's World versus USA? Is that what it is?
That was a celebrity game last night.
It was that last night.
That was a celebrity
the futures game. It's the regular East versus West.
Because they had a line on that. They had a line on the USA World. I thought they were trying to shake up the All-Star game like they did with the hockey All-Star game.
No, if you watched the futures game last night, they did that, but not with the regular All-Star game. Still East versus West. And that's what they've done to mess up the Pro Bowl by you can't cheer for your team in there anymore. So you got guys from your same team on different teams. So they've kept it the same. Greg Popovich will coach tonight tomorrow night for the West All-Stars. And Tyronn Lue, the new coach of Cleveland, will be coaching the East.
Yeah, and the East is getting 5.5. Everybody's talking the over-under, but the East is getting 5.5 from the West, which, you know, is the way it is. The West seems to have the better squad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shooter-wise, maybe, but you know, you've got, I think, a tougher inside presence with the East. And then look at Zach LaVine tonight in the All-Star game. I don't know if you've watched some of his dunks on YouTube for the dunk contest. This kid is pretty amazing when it comes to the slam dunk. Unless he tries something that's too terribly hard that he can't put the dunk down. I like Zach LaVine.
He's the big chalk, Mo. He's the big chalk. So you're not alone.
This is the one, though, where if you're going to put the money down on one, the guy I like out of all of them.
Yeah. And remember when in the All-Star Slam Dunk used to have a big roster? It says there's only four guys here.
Well, I think the problem is that back in the day you had so many guys that were well-known guys that was okay. And now you've got, you know, a lot lesser-known guys, so they don't, you know, they don't sit there and try to bore you to death with guys. Oh, I don't know his name. I don't know who this is.
And speaking of NBA, we've got the odds to win the NBA championship. Now, we know Marvin from Las Vegas hopped in with the OKC earlier a few weeks back. They were 14-1. It was the beginning of the season when he told me they were 14-1. They're down to 9-1. What do you think in terms of going against Golden State at -110? Or is that just too hard to do for you?
Well, you know, I like Golden State, but it's hard to repeat in the NBA. And if you look at what San Antonio's done this year in their guys, and you've got guys that are all-stars like David West on the bench, I like San Antonio is my favorite right now to win the NBA championship. Unless there's, you know, some trade talk like last night and a swap in Cleveland for Carmelo Anthony for Kevin Love, that could shake things up a little bit as well.
No doubt about it. Yeah, the Spurs are +350. Johnny D, you got any future NBA ideas?
No, not really. You know, I think we're right on it with Golden State and San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard, San Diego State alum.
If you like the Sixers, you can get them at 25,000 to 1.
Yeah, if you like the Sixers, you don't like NBA basketball. That's
$10 gets you $250,000.
Yeah, if there was a plane crash where every NBA team was on it and it went down, the Sixers would still have trouble winning the NBA championship.
They would still take them 7 games.
It would, for sure.
All right, what else? So with the Oscars, are you a big entertainment guy, Mo?
I am, but I'm boycotting the Oscars, you know, because none of my African-American brothers were nominated, so I'm boycotting.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really looking at the best foreign language film. I think there's some value there if you go against Son of Saul.
Yeah, you've got issues if you're betting on the foreign language film in the Oscars.
Okay, wait a minute. You're talking second half jazz and issues number in the same sentence, my man.
That's where it's time to call that phone number if you're betting on the foreign language film. Because A, I don't want to read a movie I go to, and B, I don't want to bet on it on top of that because I haven't seen it.
I know there's nothing worse than going to a movie and having the wrong reading glasses when you get old. Those subtitles are a bummer, man.
Yeah, if you want to bet the AVNs next, we can talk.
Well, here's the thing. Jonathan from San Antonio called in, and as Johnny D mentioned, there are, let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sheets of NCAA hoops, you said, or five. How many?
100 games today to choose from, and I got another one to throw out.
All right, well, talk to us.
Okay, how about TCU at West Virginia? TCU's lost 7 out of the last 8 in the Big 12. The Mountaineers off a tough loss to Kansas. They'll bounce back big time at home today. I say play West Virginia in the first half as one of a couple of games.
What's the line on that, you know?
17.5 was the game line, so it's probably 8 or 9 first half.
Oh, so West Virginia's a big favorite.
Yeah.
That's officially, Mo, the first favorite we've given out because Johnny likes the points in the South Carolina game, right?
Right. I like Oklahoma. They're 5-point favorites over Kansas.
And
a way to make some money if you want to in the Midwest, the area right now, you know, IU lost their best player early in the year. They're tied for the lead in the Big Ten. They've been slight favorites or underdogs in a lot of games, missing their top scorer, and they knocked off, you know, Iowa the other night. So unless IU's playing a team that's got a very good big man, it's a good way to make some money on IU because they've played very well in the Big Ten so far, especially with their leading scorer. The lines have been very small.
Yeah, I know they just beat Iowa, right? So what are they playing today or tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow because they played Thursday.
Yeah. Only because when there's 100 games, you know, unless you know the time, these are all in chronological order. And we try to do that on Sports Betting Weekly. We try to keep things in chronological order, you know?
Right. Usually, I tend to play the early game before the All-Star game a lot of years.
And then let's see, what else do we got here that we haven't covered? March Madness. We're talking NCAA hoops. There's another 4 sheets here. West Virginia, 25-1.
It's hard right now because there's been so many teams getting knocked off that, you know, that number one spot's a hard one to keep. There's not a favorite that stands out to me. It's fun to watch how far Duke has fallen, but so far I don't know that one team stands out and I go, oh, they're the prohibitive favorite.
Yeah, and I think the odds are showing that, let's see, 10-1. 10-1 is... 8-1, There's not too many big. There's not too many. Oklahoma. Oklahoma's 7-1.
What I want to do though is see a team that's a good team lose a game or two here down the stretch, still make the tournament, and let those odds bigger on that team, and then put my money there. You know, if a Maryland or an Iowa.
It's a good point. Good point, Mo.
Yeah, well, and here's the other aspect of it is that it's still fairly early because. There's a lot of games, a lot of conference games going. I'm a big fan. If I'm going to bet that future and put my money out there, I'm going to wait to the very last minute. So I might pile on somebody right before the conference tournament start, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do too. There's too many teams too close. So let me see a good team lose a couple of games. I'm okay with that. Let me get some better odds, and then I'll throw my money there and keep my fingers crossed.
There you go. So we're about to wind down for the show, Mo. What do you got on the BS Sports Show this week?
What are we doing tonight? We're doing a fundraiser for veterans coming home, and then Monday we are talking to a couple of NFL guys looking at the combine and the upcoming NFL draft and free agency.
There you go. All right, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Johnny D, final thoughts.
Hey, just, you know, I'm still getting a lot of tweets about this. I'd like to just put this to bed one last time. Rudy was not offsides. I'm out.
There is a Rudy. Parseghian football on championshipfootballs.com, and if you use the $50 promo code radio, you have $50 off. That is one of those gifts that if you're a Notre Dame fan, you will definitely open that present and be very, very happy. You know what? As always, I'm going to have a little bit of action. I'm really excited about the ponies this weekend. We got a lot of things to talk about. Summer has just begun in the world of all sports radio, sports betting weekly. And do me a favor, if you get a chance, just always be cashing. It really makes the weekend go a lot better. I'm Second Half Chaz. Thanks for listening.